Hello, I'm David Harper with the BBC News. Russia has reported its biggest daily increase in coronavirus cases so far. There have been 2,500 new infections, more than half in Moscow. As Steve Rosenberg reports, the Russian capital is coming under increasing strain.
At the weekend, President Putin's spokesman admitted that the situation in Moscow hospitals was extremely tense due to the influx of patients. Doctors, he added, were working heroically. On Saturday, on the edge of Moscow, dozens of ambulances were seen queuing outside a hospital handling coronavirus cases, waiting to drop off patients. In an effort to slow the spread of the virus, the city authorities are now tightening the lockdown. Muscovites will now be required to obtain digital permits before being allowed to travel around Moscow in cars, taxis, or on public transport.
Spanish building sites and factories have reopened as the country tries to emerge from what the Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, calls economic hibernation during the coronavirus pandemic. Strict safety guidelines still apply. 10 million face masks are being handed out on public transport. An upward blip in the death tally released on Sunday fueled regional fears that it was too soon to ease restrictions. A group of oil-producing countries have agreed the deepest ever cut in production. They want to reverse a plunge in prices resulting from the global health crisis. The deal followed an unusual intervention by President Trump in support of the OPEC efforts to get an agreement. Andrew Walker reports.
The countries at the centre of this attempt to support the oil price were the members of the exporters group OPEC and Russia. But in the last decade, the rise of shale oil has made the United States the leading producer, though not exporter, of oil. So a very low price hurts a large and important American industry. President Trump's diplomatic efforts reflect that. He even offered US production cuts. That's something that's legally and politically very hard for a US president to deliver. In practice, any American cuts are likely to be the result of a response by oil-producing businesses to the low price.
The Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, said he will address the nation tomorrow, the day a three-week coronavirus lockdown is due to end. Mr. Modi is under pressure to extend the measure, despite economic concerns. Cases of the disease and deaths in India have been increasing. At least six states have already unilaterally extended the shutdown, including Maharashtra, the worst affected. President Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province is using a major national tree planting project as a way to employ the thousands of people made destitute by the coronavirus outbreak. The government-funded project, Plant for Pakistan, was launched over a year ago with the aim of planting 10 billion saplings over 5 years. The province's forestry department is now offering thousands of jobs to those in need of financial help. BBC News.